You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Dave Hill is a comedian and frontman of the band Valley Lodge. In this episode, Dave will deconstruct the Valley Lodge song Go, which you might recognize as the opening credits of the HBO show Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
I'm Dave Hill, and I have a rock band called Valley Lodge. We're a power pop band, which is like, you know, it's a misnomer because power pop is neither powerful nor popular. It's all like guys who, you know, when they were in their 20s, done like sort of more like touring and had albums and videos and things like that. And so this was sort of the band that I sort of liken it to, like, oh, this is like our softball team. We're not gonna stop rocking, but like we're playing to like 15 friends at wherever. But the one thing I was like, I hope it would be cool if we could tour Japan. That was my one thought in my head. But I made zero effort to make that happen. But one day I got an email saying like, hey, we have the Japanese label. You know, we love your record. You know, we want to put it out over here and see if you guys want to tour over here. The Lonely Planet Guide to Japan has all these Japanese phrases, stuff for every situation. When we did the tour, you know, we'd drive from city to city in this van, and I would sit in the back and try to learn phrases. And if the tour manager, these two Japanese guys that were taking us around, if they whipped their heads around and looked at me, I knew I pronounced it right, because I would be saying like some inappropriate thing or whatever. And I would memorize all these phrases and say them on stage at night. My pronunciation is totally wrong, I'm sure, but Odori Gasugoku Amai Deshne, I think you are a fantastic dancer. Koko o Sawate, touch me here. Odori Gasugoku Amai Deshne, baby, do you got a little love in your heart, go. What happened was Gibson Guitars gave us guitars for the tour, and so we go back to drop them off at the end of the tour. And like, I remember just being like, come on, let's drop the guitars off and get out of here. And we go in the office and there's this woman who's like the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. And then all of a sudden I was like, we're hanging out at Gibson, Tokyo all day. So the song is kind of like my fantasy, staying in Japan and falling in love with this girl that probably would be really creeped out to hear this story. There's a little lyric phrase I can tell you, a tiny insight. We'll meet outside of Ginza. Ginza is a neighborhood in Tokyo, and that's where, this is all so sad and pathetic. I'm a grown man. That's where the Gibson office is in Tokyo. So I like threw that in as a reference. But really the lyrics are all from the perspective of like a Lothario with a head injury or 15-year-old. It's basically my mental capacity. So I think that melody, like that, is a good example of me using way too many tracks to do one thing. I really like to record like 7 guitar parts, but they're really just one guitar part. Like, I like mushy stuff, a lot of guitars and reverbs and things together for a tiny little part that no one is gonna even hear unless they have headphones on. Rob wanted to add some dimension to the drums with, you know, building up. So he's playing, instead of the hi-hat, he's playing, you know, where you hit the stand. I don't know what drummer, I don't know what he's doing back there, but, you know, and it's cool and it works out. You know, I just get really nervous when, drummers do stuff like that because you're worried that the rock party might end, but he managed to keep it going. You know, I always think of the band as, I mean, different from other stuff I do, certainly different from comedy, where I feel like it's really me. I think of Valley Lodge as like a fantasy band, like a fictitious band that would be in my record collection. Like, so it's really just me as a fan of music going like, what would be cool, like, if there was some band that sounded like this? The clapping is really owes to this fantasy world that I have where everyone loves this song and wants to be a part of it and clap along. People just being pumped when this song comes on, they would just start clapping along. And then there's the like, that's my tribute to the Friends theme song. What's that, the Rembrandts? I think that's really great. So I wanted to do something like that. Oh, wow. I don't think I've heard that before. And this is awful, but I don't even know the name of the guy who played it because it was at Paul Green's studio house. This house is so cool. It's like basically kids college age are just like living in this house, like sleeping. Like we would be recording and there'd be like a kid over there, like asleep on the couch. Am I really gonna crank up this half stack? The kid's head is over there. They were awesome kids, and like normally you would think like kids hanging out while you're trying to record is a horrible idea, but they were so, you know, into it and attentive and talented. But one of these guys was an organ player, and so he played that part, and I don't know how to track him down. You know, by the time we finished the song, it was like 2 years later from the point where he had recorded that. So it's credited on the record as like, you know, thanks to the Studio House folks, but I don't know the guy's name and I feel awful. My friend Alessi Laurent Mark just has this haunting, weird British voice. I just sent her stuff and she recorded it in her bedroom in London.
Want to hear beautiful on again?
I was just like, do whatever you want on this. I didn't tell her what to do. And so she just picks out these weird things that she's going to do. I don't know how she managed to do oohs and sound British even then, but she does. That's my favorite part of the song, that riff, really. But initially, the song kind of all starts together. I'm glad we did start it that way, because now when you see the opening credits to John Oliver's show, I'm like, oh man, if we didn't start it with that riff, maybe they wouldn't have chosen it. There was a show on HBO called Reverb. I ended up writing the theme song for that show and doing all the bumpers for that. That's how I met Liz Stanton, who's, I believe, the showrunner.
My name is Liz Stanton, and I'm the co-EP for Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. You know, at the start of the show, we were going to create some opening titles. You know, the idea was to have, like, a lot of different moving images. And, you know, a lot of times you'll hire a composer to make an opening title package, you know, music. And I wanted something a little cooler, I thought.
And then she just emailed me and was like, hey, you know, we want to use one of your songs, maybe. So I reluctantly agreed. No, I love it. I'm thrilled.
And now here's Go by Valley Lodge in its entirety.
Yeah.
I put up a video of the opening credits to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on the Song Exploder website, songexploder.net, where you can also find links to this song and Dave Hill's podcast. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.